very nature of infinity, what it infers, what it portends.
Yes, yes.
And for that reason, I was wondering if you had any insight onto a true hero of mine, the great German mathematician Gerhard Cantor and his prodigious work, which included his theory on the infinity of infinities.
Georg Cantor! I'm really glad you brought him up, Lance. I love that you did that. Because he reminds me of a man that I actually do care about. And that's the great mathematician Henri Poincaré. It's Poincaré's history of work on the solution of the three-body problem in planetary orbits that distinguished him. And although he did not produce a definitive solution, he advanced the inquiry so greatly that, of course, Carl Sundmann stood on his shoulders when he finally proved the existence of... I apologize, I need to leave a bit early today. I'm meeting my wife in a few minutes. An infinite series solution. Even this solution is of limited practical utility because it converges so slowly. Poincaré showed astounding aptitude for mathematics at a very young age, as all great mathematicians do. It was an innate ability that is not uncommon in the field. He was also a man of unusual work habits. He'd work 2 hours in the morning, two in the evening, and use the intervening time for his subconscious to continue working on the problem. This calls to mind another mathematician I discussed in my office with Truman just last Tuesday. Truman, you took notes that day. Please share them with the class.
Stop it! Don't worry, I breathe easy!
If you are so inclined, reach back further to the musings of the mathematician Zeno. He describes a series of paradoxes concerning infinity and infinitesimals, this being ancient Greek. Little is left of his written record, but of the scraps we do have left. Oh my God.
That's
your wife's face? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Give him air, guys.
Yeah, he just saw a naked man.
I'm okay, oh my God.
We need crowd control here.
No, I'm okay, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Are we dismissed?
Yes, yes, go, go, go. Well, hello there, young lady.
Right on time. Where shall we go?
Faculty dining room, if that's okay with you.
I was just thinking about the egg salad they make there.
Ladies first.